Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time, October 1st, 2020. This is Alex Steinberg, the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I would like to ask our secretary, Grace Aaron, to call the roll, please.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate, asked for an excused absence. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon. Okay, Chris Corey is here. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay, Lyndon Foley is here. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray is here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs is here. Wally James, KPFT
here.
Staff. Okay. Wally James is here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener. Dwayne Lark. Ron
present.
Pinchback. Okay. Dwayne Lark is present. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Okay, Ron Pinchback is here. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay, Ralph Pointer is here. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener. All right, Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present.
All right, Lawrence Reyes is here. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
I'm here.
Good. Sean Rhodes is here. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
Here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Eileen Rosin is here. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay. James Sagerton is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
I'm here.
Good. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener. Yeah, she asked for an excused absence. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
I'm here.
Good. Polina Vasiliev is here. Tom Voorhees asked for an excused absence. Okay, I'm going back. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Present.
WPF. Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs is here. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Okay, so we have
Jan Goodman.
Jan
I'm
Goodman,
here.
KPFK listener. Good. Jan Goodman is here. I'm counting up. Right, Chair, we have 17 members present, constituting a quorum.
Okay, thank you. The next item is I'm going to read the report out from the PNB closed session of September 24th, 2020. And this is the report out. The PNB continued discussions with KPFK GM Annual Fields, IED Lydia Brazone, and union attorney Warren Nelson regarding the PNB directed cuts to expenses at KPFK of at least 30%. The PNB also discussed sensitive financial, legal, and contractual matters. That is the report out. The next item are excused absences. Are there any excused absences?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I apologize that I'm late, but I'm on the call.
Okay. We got you, Sandra.
Are
there, or has there been any requests for absence?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Robin Collier. Tom Voorhees and Andrea Turner. Those were three requests for excused absences.
Okay. Can we have a motion to excuse those three members who requested an excused absence?
This is Sandra. So moved.
Okay. Do we have a second?
This is Heather. I second that.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Those members are excused. I'd like to ask for volunteers for timekeepers. Do we have a volunteer for the topics timekeeper? Anybody? Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. I'll volunteer to keep time for items.
Okay. Thank you, Paulina. Do we have a volunteer for the people timekeeper?
James.
Okay, thank you, James. Okay, the next item is agenda approval, and I will read the highlights of the draft agenda. Item number two is agenda approval, 5 minutes. Item number three is approval of minutes. That's a three-minute item. Item number four is a motion regarding recording of attendance in meeting minutes. That's a 10-minute item. Item number five is a motion to form an ad hoc committee on loan repayment. That's a 20-minute item. Item number six is a motion on KPFT Management and Selection Review Committee. That's a 15-minute item. That is followed by item number seven, which are committee reports. There's a bunch of committees listed, and they each get several minutes. And then item number eight is a report and questions and answers from our interim executive director, Lydia Brazone. Item number nine is unfinished business. Item number 10 is new business, and we adjourn after that. Do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda? And if you have any amendments or objections, we first have to have the motion brought up on the draft agenda before we can do that. So can I have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
This is Paulina. So moved.
I object.
Do we have a second?
Sean will second.
Okay. All right. If you have amendments to offer or objections, now is the time. Who would like to be on a stack?
Lyndon.
Okay, Lyndon. Anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, I don't believe that the Pacifica National Board needs to be delving into the business of the KPFT Management Review and Selection Committee at this time. I don't think it's warranted. I don't know how it got on. I don't know how it got to be on the agenda. I mean, things that ought to be going on with the PNB are things like how to pay back the loan, not the intricacies of the selection committee where 20 out of 24 people in Houston are on that committee. I'd like to know just how it gets elevated up to the PNB at this point.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Larkin speaks to respond.
Yeah, my understanding is that anybody can introduce something on the agenda, and I think this came through the coordinating committee, but I was not present for that part of the meeting last night.
No, it didn't.
Okay, and it didn't? Okay, I stand corrected. Anyway, who else?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, did it before I got on?
It was decided in the coordinating committee anyone who wants to put something on the agenda. We didn't get to it in the coordinating committee, but because Dwayne requested that three items be put on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I asked for the fact.
I see. Okay.
Okay, I got
before
you.
Before any
Dwayne.
Other
go
members
ahead.
Spoke?
Yeah, Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay, I want to start in order, so I don't have to emulate. Now, the gentleman, if he would read the agenda, it's pretty obvious who put it on there. It's there submitted by Dwayne Lark, PNB Director of KPFT. So that was the superlative question. And with respect
I happen to be out of town.
Excuse me, sir. It is not your time to speak. I didn't interrupt you, so I hope you would have the decency not to interrupt me, whether you're out of town or in Mars. Mr. Chair, may I continue?
You may, allow me to conduct the meeting. I will try to keep order as best as I can. Go ahead.
The gentleman interrupted me, so that's why I asked him not to interrupt me.
I had already asked him not. I already said no cross talking. Anyway, go ahead, Mr. Lark.
Mr. Chair, I allowed you to conduct the meeting. That's why I waited till you call on me instead of others didn't. So that's no fact. But my comments are very clear that you don't wait to a train get derailed or is running over members who are duly elected to an LSB, subsequently some who elected to the PNB. You don't wait until you've been totally violated in order to ask the governing body, the higher authority, to correct something. As an example, that we, as PNB, have for years, including the most recent years, addressed impropriety and incorrect behavior as well as violation of members' rights and violation of our bylaws and violations of things that's not even in our bylaws, but just against quorum and simple decency. And so I won't make any arguments for this motion, and I'm not trying to motivate this motion, but I'm addressing the gentleman as to his questions, and I thank you for allowing me to do so.
Okay.
Chairperson, this is Andrea Turner. I'm on the call. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Good to have you, Andrea. Does anybody else want to be on the staff?
This is Sandra. I'd like to be on the staff, please.
Okay, Sandra, go ahead.
I would echo the previous speaker's comments regarding the PNB involving itself in the Management Selection and Review Committee of the LSB. We have worked diligently despite many distractors who have tried to impede this process, and now they're claiming unfair treatment. I hear the term tyranny of the majority frequently. But yet on the Finance Committee, they have the majority, and they have failed to produce a budget, whereas on the MSRC, we have managed to produce a list of viable candidates. We made a motion that was not objected to at the previous meeting that we would vote the candidates that we had on our list.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Up or down.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
And we proceeded with that motion.
Mr. Chair,
so nobody's rights have been violated.
Ms. Rawlman, let me just stop for a second. We're only debating whether this item should be on the agenda or not. The merits of the
Lawrence, to the back, please.
Okay, so can you please address your comments to whether or not it is proper or improper to add this item to the agenda?
My comments are it is improper to add this item to the agenda. Thank you.
Okay.
Lawrence to the back, Chair.
Okay. Lawrence, I don't think I heard anybody else, so I guess you're next. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I don't think this is irregular. At our last meeting or two meetings prior to that, or a meeting prior to that, we took up the issue of KPFA and its GM evaluation processes. And so we entertained that motion and we voted it up or down. So I think this motion should be on the agenda for members to vote it up or down. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair, this is Anita Sands. I'm finally on.
Oh, welcome, Anita. Let me just add a bit of information if it will help some of you in deciding upon this. We do have a motion that was referred to, I believe, the Personnel Committee, and it's still sitting in the Personnel Committee, which attempts to set some general guidelines for management evaluation committees, and that may have some relevance to this, but I just wanted you all to be aware of that. Does anybody else want to be on the stack for this?
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Okay, you want to go one more time? Okay, go ahead.
No, sir. I'd like to move to vote on the agenda. I move that the agenda be approved.
Well, we have to vote on this. It's an amendment to the draft agenda. We can't. We already had a motion to approve the agenda. This is a motion to amend it. So we have to vote on that before we do anything else.
Okay, I understand. I just was calling for a vote to expedite the meeting. So
I would. I don't think there's any more discussion on this item. Let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier?
Huh?
Chris Corey?
Different pass.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Would you please tell me what we are voting on?
I believe you wanted this to be deleted from the agenda.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct. And I
on.
Vote to delete it. Okay. I vote to delete it.
Let's clarify that. If you're voting yes, you're voting to delete that item from the agenda. If you're voting no, you're voting to keep it.
Thank you for the clarification. My vote is yes.
Okay.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes, Jane.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
No.
All right. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I vote no. I'm sorry, I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
All right. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay. Eileen Rosin?
Abstain.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Pass.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Andrea
pass.
Turner?
Pass. Nancy.
Okay.
Nancy passing.
Okay. Right. Andrea Turner?
Abstain.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, I believe, is not here. Going back, Grace Aaron abstains. Chris Corey?
No.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Right. And James Sagerton?
Abstain.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay. So let me count this up. 1, 2, 3, 4. I believe we have 4 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 noes. 4 yes, and let me see the abstentions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 abstentions. 4 yes, 9 no, 6 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right, so the motion to remove this from the agenda fails.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the draft agenda? And we're actually out of time for the discussion of the draft agenda. But since we didn't adopt it yet, I can't call the time. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Are there any objections to the draft agenda?
I object.
Okay. Are there any other objections? Maybe we can just record one objection without voting.
Does anybody else?
Oh, okay. We'll go to a vote. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. This is to approve the agenda. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey.
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs votes yes. Lyndon Foley.
No.
Right. Lyndon votes no. Jan Goodman.
Abstain.
Heather Gray. Okay.
Jan Goodman abstains.
Jan Goodman abstains. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Right. Heather Gray votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Okay. Sabrina abstains. Wally James?
No.
Okay, Wally James votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes. Dwayne votes yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
All right, Ron Pinchback votes yes. Ralph Poynter?
Yes.
All right, Ralph Poynter votes yes. Sandra Rowland?
I vote no.
Okay, Sandra votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
All right, Rhodes votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Sorry. I vote yes. Yes, approved the agenda.
Okay. Eileen Rosen votes yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
All right. James Sagerton votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden votes yes. Andrea Turner? Andrea, didn't really hear your vote.
Abstain.
Okay, thank you, Andrea. Polina Vasiliev?
Vote yes to approve the agenda.
Okay. Tom Voorhees? Not here. Okay, that's it. Let me count. Three no's and three abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Pardon me?
Yes.
You vote yes? Okay. So that the final vote is 14 yes, three no's, three abstentions. The agenda is approved.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the September 17th, 2020 open session. Are there any corrections being offered for those minutes?
Chair Vanessa to the stack.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I sent an email earlier today proposing to delete the reference to late beside any name by which it's listed in the attendance.
Okay. So you're offering that as a correction? Okay.
Excuse
me, Chair. That is already included in 4A.
That's a different agenda item specifically about that subject matter.
This is being offered as the specific set of minutes. So are there any, let me just ask, are there any objections to that correction?
Yes, this is the secretary. I object to that.
Okay.
I don't mind doing the minutes differently if agenda item 4 passes, but that shouldn't be retroactive. That hasn't been decided by the body. And to redo the minutes when I don't have the information necessary to redo them, I don't think would be proper. I can't retroactively make that kind of change in the minutes, I don't think. It wouldn't be...
Mr. Chair, is there any mark to the stack?
We only have 3 minutes for this item. I just want to remind you.
I think we're out of time, Chair.
We'll let Mr. Lark speak, and then we'll take a vote, I guess. Mr. Lark?
Chair, I move that the Secretary of the PNB be instructed to remove any reference to late to the minutes of September 24.
Mr. Chair,
I was just going to ask you, Mr. Tatum. I'm not quite sure how to how to assess this whole transaction. Can you give us some help here?
What Vanessa is asking for is the minutes to be corrected. And so if the board does not want the minutes to be corrected the way that she has presented, then it would take a vote of the board immediately to accept her correction or deny her correction. And this particular point in the meeting has nothing to do with 4A at this point. This is a correction asking for. So it's going to require a vote, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So the vote is going to be, shall the body accept the correction offered by Ms. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs to the minutes of September of the September 17th open session. Is that correct?
This is Grace with a point of order.
What is your point of order, Grace?
If I make this simple correction, the minutes will be incorrect and not accurate. And
not
I
sure.
oppose this because it's a point of order. This would be correcting the minutes so that they're inaccurate, which wouldn't be proper. I can see in the future adjusting the way the minutes are taken, but to retroactively change the minutes so that they're inaccurate is not proper.
Vanessa, with a point of order.
Mr. Chair, request for information.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Let the parliament say one other thing,
on,
Mr. Chair.
I just want to say about what is accurate and inaccurate. So I'd like to hear Mr.
May the parliamentarian speak. May the parliamentarian speak. I'd
yes,
like
Mr.
to reference
Tate.
To what Grace just said, and that was she was actually jumping ahead of the stack with her comments, and no one has given a second so far on Vanessa, her correction. However, Robert's Rules of Order says that if someone starts debating this correction, then it is what is called an assumed second. So now what is on the floor, Mr. Chair, is a debate that has been seconded to correct the minutes as Vanessa has stated, and this is what we're talking about now. Do you want this or do you not?
Okay,
yes,
before we proceed, we need a motion
to... Dan Goodman
to,
seconds and would like to be on the staff.
Hold on. Before we proceed, we need a motion to extend time on this item.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
So moved.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay, do we have a second? We have a second.
Yes,
okay,
Vanessa.
Are there any objections? Okay. Who else wanted to speak on this?
Vanessa has to be on the stack.
Okay, Vanessa,
Dwayne.
Go ahead.
Great.
Dwayne.
Okay. So,
and Jan Goodman would be on the stack, please. I've asked.
Okay.
My concern about Grace's rationale for keeping this in the minutes and referring to it as retroactive is that the attendance is a record of who was present, not who showed up at a certain time. It's who came to the meeting. It's not a roll call, who was present at roll call. It's who was present, period. Therefore, the persons who were marked late were present, and that would be a correction of the minutes. As indicated by Grace, she's indicating late as people who were not present during roll call, which is not correct.
Okay. Dwayne,
okay.
You were next.
Okay, Lark? Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief. We spent more than 20 minutes, maybe even 30, with Grace objection to this last night. Now, I hope we don't repeat this because some of the same members who are members of the coordinating committee understood this and didn't necessarily agree with Grace's interpretation of her duties and her opinion about how she is supposed to report and what is correct and what isn't correct. It's nothing but opinion and nothing but subjection to her own ideas. Nothing to do with Robert Rules of Order, nothing to do with the bylaws. But the fact of the matter is that I would call the vote, but I'm not because others are on the stack. So thank you for listening.
Okay, I have Grace and Jan Goodman, and I think that'll be it for this
discussion. Eileen, to the stack.
Oh, Eileen, too? Okay.
Or actually, I'd like to call the question. Can we just
you have not
vote
been recognized.
This up or down?
You have been recognized. Sorry. I'm sorry. Grace, go ahead.
Okay. I'm perfectly willing to. I mean, I can't say that when I say in the roll call, a quorum in these minutes, a quorum is reached with 18 members present. I can say that after that, I can take the late designation off. In those minutes, I had noted that Vanessa Dixon Briggs was late and Jan Goodman was late. I can remove that and put after in the roll call, a quorum is reached with 18 members present, and then say, Vanessa Dixon Briggs and Jan Goodman arrived after the roll was called for this set of minutes. How's that as a compromise?
I don't see the point. I don't see the need of the point.
Jan Goodman.
Wait, hold on. No course talk, please. I think.
Yes.
Sorry, my commentary.
Next on the stack.
Thank you.
Goodman?
Oh, okay. So there is no requirement, you know, when you say that there's a quorum of reached of 18 people, you don't have to say who those people are. You can just say a quorum was reached. And then, you know, when you put, like, all of them were there, you put that there were 20 people all together. There's not, that doesn't make any of it untrue. It doesn't make it, it is all accurate because there were 20 people there at the time that the meeting started. There were 18 people. During the meeting, there were 20 people. And there could be, there could be 22 people at some point. Or there could, it could drop down lower. But there's no, and maybe if Ms. Aaron would like to tell us what's the purpose of saying, you know, who was late and who was on time, that's to embarrass people, so that we could have that as a note.
Excuse me, Mr. You're not allowed to.
Just saying, if there's a purpose for calling people out as indicating that they're late, I'd like to know what that purpose is so we can discuss that purpose.
Okay. Let's go to a vote.
Otherwise, it's quite accurate to just say 18 people present, and
okay,
these were all the people present.
Okay, we heard you.
Thank you.
Let's go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, request, is the time up? Is the 5 minutes
I'm
up, Mr. Chair?
It's been up. Paulina, could you confirm that?
Yes, I apologize. I lapsed here, and I'm having a hard time keeping up with the time. The time is up.
Yeah.
Very well.
It's been over
okay.
5.
Let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay.
Could you state what the actual vote is? Is
the vote
is leave it as is, or to change it?
To accept the correction offered by Ms. Dixon Briggs that that will eliminate identifying anybody who is late, essentially. Is that correct,
okay.
Ms. Dixon Briggs?
That is correct, yes. Thank you.
So let's go to a vote.
In the minutes that are being read now.
In the minutes, yes.
In this set of minutes.
In this set of
correct.
Minutes.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to a vote.
Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier, Chris Corey.
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Okay. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne Lark? Ron Pinchback?
These guys are on.
Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Wayne Fong.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I abstain.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
What's going to be fastest? I'll pass for the
okay.
moment.
James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
I'll abstain.
Okay. And going back, we have Dwayne Lark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Okay. And Eileen, you passed.
Yeah, so yes.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 no's, and 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm abstaining.
Okay. So the final. So this correction is approved. The late notification will be deleted from. This set of minutes.
Okay, so we move on. The next item on the agenda.
Excuse me, I would like to, Jan Goodman, point of information.
What is your point of information?
I would like to verify how. Yes, I would like to know how the secretary is going to refer to present, absent, quorum, et cetera.
Point of order, excuse me.
That's not
the range
of the discussion.
This is on the agenda for later.
Wait a minute. No, I just want to know how she's going to note it, because what she said was that she was going to, that she would denote it as that there were X number of people present, and then these two people came.
Point of order. Point of order. Member is speaking out of, has not been recognized.
I agree. And Ms. Goodman, if you continue doing that, I will ask the person controlling the audio to mute you. So please stop.
Excuse me. Did I mishear you? I thought you said...
Please stop interrupting.
I'm asking a question. Did you recognize me for my point of order?
Yes, and I said your question was out of order. That had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
That was after the fact.
Well,
this is
obviously
all somehow dilatory.
Question was before you asked it. Let's move on. We have a motion. The next item is a motion regarding recording of attendance and meeting minutes. This is a motion presented by Mr. Lark. So, well, actually, I'm a little confused. There seems to be two motions here, one by Mr. Lark and one by Grace Aaron. So which is the – what motion are we discussing? Can somebody – are we discussing two
separate motions? This is Grace. This is Grace.
Chair,
this
is Chris Corey. Okay, go ahead, Grace. I was going to clarify. Go ahead.
My motion is not it does not conflict with Dwayne's motion.
We have two separate motions to consider here. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we'll take the first.
Mr. Chair, this is your timekeeper. Can you just remind me how much time for this agenda item so I can keep track?
This is a 10-minute item.
Thank you.
It's not divided up between the two motions, so it's anybody's guess there. Okay, so Mr. Lark, can you read your motion?
Mr. Lark?
Yeah, he seems to have faded away somehow.
Mr. Lark? Okay, he's not.
I was muted.
Oh, okay. Please read.
I was muted. Okay. Let me get it up. The motion states, I move that only the terms absent or present be reported on the PNB minutes by the secretary. A member is considered present if they attend any part of a PNB meeting. Now that B is submitted from this time forward, the secretary shall list the names of members present at the roll call. That was submitted by Grace, and it has nothing to do with my motion.
Okay, that will be discussed by Ms. Aaron. So,
all right.
Do you want to motivate your motion?
Yes, thank you. Well, first off, just let me point out that this business we just discussed, what I discovered in my research was that our secretary kind of covered her tracks with respect to how she's reporting now.
Mr. Lark, please refrain from ascribing motivations to a board member.
Well, first off, I'm going to give the facts, and you're not going to stop me from doing so. That's number one. And it has nothing to do with expression when you speak the truth. And the truth of the matter, if you wouldn't interrupt me, you would find that there's value and truth in what I'm about to say. You cover your tracks when you change the way that you're reporting something, Mr. Chair. If you would not interrupt me, please.
To refrain
if I would hope you would not. You gave me the floor. So will you have the decency and respect to allow me to motivate my motion and not try to censure me?
I am trying to get you to discuss this.
We have enough of that at the national level with our government, with our president, and I hope you don't do the same thing here, because you don't like something you don't like to hear. You want to try
Mr.
and
Please refrain from ascribing motivation to board members.
That is your opinion, and only your opinion. And I'm going to continue on the track that I was on. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the body, prior to, I went to the old minutes. Minutes as far back as July and August. And this secretary never used the term that is being used in this last minute in terms of reporting the, that a quorum was established. That's a new concept because of the argument she's been making in the last week when since we've been having this discussion. And I think that point is very germane to what we're discussing right here, that there was no reference, if you go back to those previous minutes, there's no reference to a quorum was established. That is something that has recently been added to these minutes. Further, I want to point out that it is the I've been doing meetings since I was 10 years old, elected as chairman of the local NAACP Youth Forum at 10 years old and having to read Robert Rules of Order. Subsequently, in all levels of education and school, being in student government, and subsequently working in local government at all levels here in Houston, conducting meetings as well as nonprofits. So I'm very thoroughly familiar with the practice and the intent of reporting. I've never been a chair. I've never been a secretary. I've always been a chair because I respect the right. I respect the work of a secretary.
Clark,
but the fact of the matter is that the secretary's job is to establish the quorum and to give a blueprint about what happened in the meeting, not to interpret how he's going to report people and how people are going to be reported as the absent or present. That's the only two things that are responsible.
Thank you, Mr. Lark. Who else wants to be on this?
I'm Vanessa to the stack.
Eileen to the stack.
Okay, first of all, we do not have a second for this motion. Does somebody want a second?
Vanessa seconds the motion.
Okay. So who wanted to be on
the motion? She came out of committee.
Okay, was that Eileen? Did I hear?
Information, Chair.
Excuse me, can everybody stop talking? Let one person speak at a time. Don't speak over
the information, Chair. This is on.
What is your...
Can the parliamentarian cut it?
Hold on.
My request for information, Chair, is that a motion comes out of committee, which does it have to be seconded again on the floor here?
It does not. Did this motion come out of a committee? Because it's not presented as such.
It was accepted in the coordinating committee.
Coordinating committee.
Okay, then you're correct. It does not have to be seconded.
Mr. Chair, may the parliamentarian...
Excuse me. That's John Tatum.
Okay, hold on. Mr. Tatum, do you have something you want to say?
Yeah, that's a moot point that it came from a committee because listed on the agenda, it has one name there. And because you let Mr. Lark motivate... his motion, then we're going back to what I told you before, what Robert says about an assumed second. Once you let the debate doors open, it is as if it had been seconded. So that was what Mr. Locke did when he motivated his motion. Then, you know, the second, having a second now is just a moot point. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
I stand corrected. Okay, so I think I heard Vanessa
Eileen,
and I wanted to be on
first, right?
I think I don't know who was first, but Eileen, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm concerned about this motion, Part A, because what if a director only turns up for like 5 minutes before the end of a meeting, or turns up for 5 minutes to vote on one single item and then leaves again? I'm not really sure. I think that would have to be noted. It may, I don't know if we want to note the times that directors show up for meetings so we can verify if they were present for a vote.
I just think this is too wide open, you know. If somebody comes and just stays for a few minutes, I think that needs to be noted somehow.
Okay. Vanessa?
And this is Lydia to the stack.
Okay.
Chris Corey to the stack.
So we, as Duane noted, we probably talked about this at the coordinating committee for 30-plus minutes last night. My understanding at the end of that very long discussion was that Grace said she understood how people who were so noted in the minutes, how that does not reflect positively on them, and that it would not be done any further. I'm not sure, based on the previous response to the correction of the minutes, whether she still feels that way. My basic objection is that it's unnecessary. It seems to amount to public shaming. You can get on a call early and wait 15 minutes for the quorum to be reached. There's nothing in Roberts, to my knowledge, that says that members should be, they should be noted at what time or somehow indicated when they arrive at a meeting. The only purpose is to note who was there. Were they present? So the example that Eileen gave in terms of someone that's very, very extreme, I don't know if that has ever happened. I guess it could. That's far to the exception of the normal circumstance of members showing up sometimes, you know, after the roll call. And if they're present, that's all that's required, rather than, you know, it seems like, you know, just something that's unnecessary, like we're in grade school, and to publicly shame people for not being present at the roll call. We have families, we have work, we have other duties, we do what we can.
Thank you. Next on the stack is Lydia.
James for the stack also, please.
Yes.
Eileen, if I can get a second bite when everybody else is done.
Okay.
Yes, the coordinating committee only put forth the draft, so it wasn't functioning like the regular committee on a specific issue or a specific motion. It was simply to determine that anything that was put on the draft did not belong in the executive session or was not acceptable per our bylaws or any other law. That's the only function of producing a draft. The draft is a draft for the PMB to approve or not approve. So just to be clear, this is not like the governance committee making a recommended motion. Just to be clear, and that'll become more clear when we get to the coordinating committee, I'm sure, by Chris.
You are correct, Lydia. It's just that the coordinating committee stuff is a little bit new to us, but you are absolutely right.
Mr. Chair, we're out of time for this item. This is
okay. I think we need a motion to extend time because there's still a part B of this item that we haven't even gotten
to. Mr. Chair, this is Chris Corey. I move to extend for, let's see, it's going to take probably 10, unfortunately, to get through both abs. 10 minutes.
Okay. Do we have a for that?
Seconded.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Then let's continue with the stack we had. I think Chris was next on the stack.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My understanding is that apart from actually being present, having quorum present at the beginning of the meeting, that there's no legal requirement for members to be acknowledged in it. Other than that, now having said that, I understand the complexity that it adds when members show up during the meeting to participate in a vote. I think the general assumption here would be that all of us as PMB members have busy lives and things happen, you know, things might break in our house, our phones might not work, we might be driving somewhere and unable to attentively engage with the meeting. And I think we should give each other license for that, for having lives and doing our best to participate in this meeting to whatever level that we can. I mean, if it turns out that Eileen is right and we get an abusive situation, we can probably deal with that on a person-to-person basis. I don't understand why we need to legislate that. And it seems to me that just striking the late language and you know, acknowledging that there were more people present than the quorum in some particular way, I don't know exactly what, would be sufficient, and that nobody really needs to be identified other than the people that were present for the quorum. That was my opinion during the meeting. We did discuss this for quite a bit. It was a heated discussion, and it obviously is not completely resolved. Thanks.
I would ask anybody who's speaking to please pay attention when the timekeeper says 90 seconds. I'll try to give you a few more seconds to finish up, but don't go on and on and on. Okay. James is next.
Alice, did you hear me, Jan next? Goodman?
I heard you, and I heard Dwayne also. So
thank you.
I'll put Dwayne. You okay?
Who are you recognizing, Mr. Chair?
James, it's your turn.
Thank you. Okay. I just wanted to ask Mr. Tatum if he would care to give us any opinion on how other organizations handle this matter. I assume it's up to the body to decide. I am sensitive to the issue that we don't want to engage in public shaming. I also can say that at WBAI we have had experience with people darting in and out of meetings, which is problematic. Also on phone meetings, we've had a situation where people attended a meeting and didn't announce their presence, and then suddenly when it came to a vote, they were there, and that was a little problematic, but it's really a different issue. And then finally, I just want to ask Mr. Tatum, I also want to say that I do recognize that there is some interest on the part of the members in knowing whether their elected representatives are showing up for the meetings or not, and to what extent. But I just want to ask Mr. Tatum mostly if he could opine, if he wishes, on how other organizations handle this.
Okay, Mr. Tatum, would you care to respond?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do. I will tell you that just about everything I've heard, both sides of the issue, everybody's on point, especially the fact that someone could have an emergency at the beginning of the meeting and not be able to make the roll call. They could also have an emergency anytime during the meeting and have to get off the call. And I'll end this up by saying that I have worked for organizations who have in their bylaws that three lates equals one absent. But you don't have, in the Pacifica bylaws, the word late doesn't come in the bylaws at all. And Roberts, same thing. Roberts doesn't say what to do about a person who's late. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think Jan Goodman is next on the stack.
Yes, I just wanted to address the issue about saying the names of the people who create the quorum. I don't think that is necessary. Just the fact that a quorum was reached at, you know, whatever time, and that you just say that, and you don't have to say who was there, who wasn't there, and then when you, you know, at a, you know, you can say who was there at the meeting, you know, by the time the meeting is over, you'll know who's there. And, you know, if somebody wants to read and see who voted which way on which item, you know, they can see where people were there or not there. So I don't think that we need to name who was there for quorum. That doesn't seem, I don't understand what the purpose of that is. And I think we're talking about not doing that, but I would like to clarify that as part of this discussion.
That is not in the motion. That is not naming the people who are present. This is not part of 4A. It's not part of 4A.
Not in the motion. That's correct. Dwayne, I think you wanted to be on the stack.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just want to point out that these interpretive, executive ideas of the Secretary is inappropriate, doesn't have any place in our reporting. It's not in Robert's rules. It's not in our bylaws, as our parliamentarian has pointed out. And so now we're spending an additional 30 minutes for a total of an hour on one person wanting the authority to make an executive decision about how to list somebody in our meetings when it's clear that you're either present or you're absent. All these other nuances individuals want to codify about when they came in, when they went out, what they voted on, what they didn't vote on. The public is not interested in that. So ultimately, I called the vote.
Okay. Eileen is next on the stack.
I called the vote.
You cannot call a vote. You're arguing on the stack.
You can call the vote if you recognize. So please, Mr. Chair, don't go there. You gave me the floor, and I called the vote.
Okay. Mr. Tatum, is this legitimate to call the vote after arguing a motion?
The second time around.
Hold on. I'm asking Mr. Tatum.
He needs to know this is the second time around.
Mr. Tatum?